Okay, so I'm currently recording this video for everybody else who may be watching this afterwards. So just as a, just as a reminder for those of you online, if you guys have questions, I have Jenna in the back that's going to be taking care of our chats. So if you have questions and we're not hearing you, you can do it that way too, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to share one of my files that so you guys will see the exact same thing that I have on my screen that you'll have on your screen. So you may have to go back and forth or put it up so you can see both the video and the assignment that you've got open there. Should we go ahead and start, or should we wait for just a couple more minutes? You think?
Just a second. I'll check a little bit on my phone.
I don't want to cut anybody off. Does anybody have any questions before we get started?
I don't think you want them for.
You don't. No, that's why we put it on the web a little bit easier. If this is something that you guys would want to keep just for reminders or anything like that, you can always email it to yourself.
You open the door shut?
Doesn't matter.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
make sure everyone online has access to that. Okay, for those of you who are online, I'm going to go ahead and share my document. If you guys, for some reason, can't see it, you need to let me know, okay? Can everybody see the document that you should have already downloaded from online?
Yes.
Come on in.
Yes, they said yes.
Yes. Okay, so just to cover a little bit about what we're actually going to be covering today, some of this is going to be more structure-based, which is why I tried to give you something to at least start with. Merging cells, we're going to be changing and working with some inserting columns and rows, borders, format padding. So a lot of this is structure-oriented. If at any point you have questions, or if you have something that's similar that you're currently working with in your own part of the business, you just need to ask. And if there's something that I can kind of accommodate that question and just reiterate, you know, what we're doing up here, or give you some ideas on how to fix that, we can divert a little bit and then we can come back. It's not a big deal, okay? So if something pops up, don't wait to ask the question, because then you'll forget it, okay? Okay, so the first thing we're gonna do is just merge and center. One of the things that I always recommend is whenever you're working with starting from scratch is make sure that you are kind of looking at how far across you're going to be working with your document. The first thing I usually do is decide on whether I'm doing landscape or portrait. Does everybody know what I mean when I say that? Okay. And then that helps you determine how far you're going to go. The other thing that you can do too, I'm going to end up having to move this over. Is go under, if you go under file and go to print preview, this is kind of a weird thing, but if you go into print preview and then you jump back into your assignment, it does give you these little borders that shows you how far you can go. And so that just helps a little bit starting from square one so that you're not like, oh no, now you've got to start over, or you've got to make more formatting changes or whatever it is. So as you're making changes, you can kind of see that mark move as other things move, and that kind of helps out a little bit too. But we're just going to be working from A through D in this section, and you'll kind of see how doing the merging of your cells, but then also making them a different size, will accommodate some of that kind of stuff. So at the very beginning, we're just going to take your title, the resolution tracker, and we're going to highlight all the way from A1 through D1. And this is just a merge and center. And so when you do that, we're going to make that all one cell. So any of the formatting that's associated with that will be all together. Whenever you merge cells, and you're going to use that merge cell in some sort of a function or formula, you always use the first cell that's in that formula. That's the one that they'll take. It's not the entire range. Okay. In this case, you won't add that because that's text. So then we're going to go in and we're going to just change font. You guys can change it however you want to. You do not have to format it just like mine. But we're going to go in and we're going to just change font. We're going to increase this to size 22 and we're going to bold it. And then you guys can make it whatever color you want. If you want to change themes, your themes is going to be underneath page layout, and that'll give you different color options if there's a specific color that you're looking for. But you're just going in and you're just adding a color to it. Okay. At this point, we are going to do some auto-fitting because you can also see that this cell and this cell is not fitting into that specific area. I actually had a student in my spreadsheets class today that did the exact same thing. Just went to the next cell and started typing in it. And it creates problems essentially when you're trying to move through and enter data and things like that. So we just want to move that cell. And the fastest way to do that is with an auto-fit. So if you put your mouse to the right of your column A and you just do a double click, it's going to automatically fit whatever is inside of that cell. So if it's really long, it's going to fit it inside of that column. So you can do the same thing to column C, and it's going to expand that. It's an auto fit. Okay. If you want to try it, if you want to add a whole bunch of something, you can type in your goal in there to that next cell and then do an auto fit, and it will expand that so that it's going to fit into that area, and that way it's not that temptation of just moving to that next cell and letting it copy over to several other cells. Okay, so that's going to be your auto fit. That will make it a little bit easier, a little bit faster. Then we're going to go ahead and underneath goal, we're going to do another merge and center here. And this is going to be one of our titles, but we want to go ahead and do a left align. So we're going to go ahead and keep that left aligned. And we are going to make changes to the size, whatever size you want to do. I just increased this just a little bit to make sure that you recognize that it's a title. Okay. Okay, so then the why and the plan rows on the next side. We want to do a different kind of merge and center. So this is going to be our row headings. And so I'm just going to go ahead and just bold those. But the cells that are right next to them, we want to make these bigger. And so we can't just make one cell wider in this case because of the information that's underneath it. So we need the four columns in there. So instead of removing the information and maybe bringing it down to the next row, because then you're not using your entire width of your page, we're just going to merge those cells all together. So then when you're typing in it, it just creates that one cell. So in this case, we're just going to highlight those three cells. This is going to be B4 through D4. And we're just going to do another merge. So when you pull this little menu down, you don't have to center it all the time. You can just do merge cells, and it's just going to merge those cells together, so it makes it one. And then you can do the same thing then for plan as well. Now, in this case, we have a lot more information that we want to be able to type in there. And so we're going to, instead of not just merging it, but instead of making it really long, we're going to go ahead and we're going to make them a little bit wider. So this is where you guys can use the row height and the column width. So I'm just going to go ahead and make this a little bit longer because we've got plenty of space down on the bottom. And this is going to give me the space that I want in order to type into it. Now, when you have the typing features in it, even if you have a lot of space, I do recommend that you format it or pre-format it maybe. When you're working in Excel, you have both horizontal and vertical alignment. And so I always work with both sides. A lot of times it will help with just spaces. We'll put borders on this eventually, but it also helps with knowing where that information is going to go. So in this case, we're also going to do a wrap text. So I just went ahead and centered these two headings right here. But in the Y section that we just had that row height change, we're going to go ahead and we're going to do a wrap text. What the wrap text is going to do is when you start typing, it's going to automatically keep it within that cell instead of move it out across the cells. And so, let me see if I can. My very fast typing. You see how it's cutting it off? Okay, so when we wrap text, what's going to happen is that wrap text is going to start moving it so that entire paragraph stays within that cell. Nothing gets accidentally hidden, which happens all the time, or it gets cut off because there's something already in that next cell. And so, yes, you can always make it longer, but at some point you're going to need to keep it on a certain number of pages. And so in this case, we're going to wrap text for those two cells, and that's going to allow that text to continue to move within that same cell. The other way that you can do that, that's also listed on your little shortcut, your short tips, is if you want to move it in a very specific location to the next row within a cell, you hit Alt Enter, and that will move it down to the next row. Okay, so it stays within the same cell, but it's the next row. Yeah.
If you want a very specific height, and maybe it's been fine, but other times I'll try and I'm going over and under and over. Is there a way to just enter that number?
If you're a perfectionist like me, I have to be at a 0.00 for everything. It's ridiculous, but it's a thing. So I have to do that a lot of times too. So when you go in and you're actually working with your row formatting, and that you've got your row height and you've got your column width. So this is underneath the home tab under format, and you can actually type it in.
Awesome.
A lot of times it will give you that 0.25 at the end. So like I have mine at 69. I don't know if they call it points, but it's the row height 69, and a lot of times you get that 0.25 or that 0.5 or whatever it is. And so, and specifically when you're making forms and stuff like this, sometimes you want things to be exactly the same height or the same width. And so you can copy all of those cells and change the row and height all at the same time. So that'll be an efficiency thing too. If you want to select, and we'll cover this again here in just a second too, if you want to do that, but you want to select more than one cell at a time, but they're not all together, you can also select the cell and then hit the control key and then select the other cells, and it will allow you to select the non-adjacent cells then too. So you can essentially do that with any formatting tip there. And it just takes a lot less time, so you don't have to do it over and over and over again. Okay. Questions so far? Do we have any questions online? Am I going too fast? Yes? Do we need to catch you up in the back?
I don't know how you get that big white drop in.
This one right here? What I did was I just used my row height right here and I just pull it down. So it's going to give you a different option of either pulling it down. If you highlight it, you can also highlight the row or the column, and you can go into format, and you can change the row height or the column width, and just simply type it in there too. Did we see where I found that?
That also tells you what the height and star call is.
Yes. Yes. And I know there's a lot of things that I do, and you want to have some symmetry with everything. And so those numbers help determine that. And then I go. Did we catch it? Got it. Good. Okay. So then in this case, this is kind of your prerogative on how you guys want to do this. The vertical alignment for the cell, you do have obviously left centered and right alignment, but then you've also got top center and bottom alignment. So you guys can kind of decide on how you want that to look. A lot of times just adding some extra spacing can help with readability too. So that kind of depends on how you guys want that to be organized. After that, we are going to look at, I gotta see where I'm at here. Okay, so this is where we're going to go in. This is where we're going to add some borders. And so the borders, you can essentially select whatever it is that you're working with. But in this case, we're just going to work with these two features right here. And we're just going to add the borders. Now, when you're working with borders, you have lots of options. A lot of times simple is good. But if you're needing some differentiation for something, you can also go in and change borders so that there's different colors. I know in some of the, and I'm going to zoom in for just a second. So in some of the colors, there has been occasions where I've needed to use those. So if you want to change the line color, and I bring this up for a specific reason, and you'll see why here in a second. You can go in and just change the line color, and then if you want to highlight something that's specific, you not only change the line color, but then you can also change the width. But the tricky part here is if you change the line color, it's going to allow you to go in and actually make line changes. So you actually click on it and it does it a cell at a time, which can be a little monotonous. But then the only way to get rid of it is by selecting something else, because it's still there even if you still click on it. And trying to get your mouse back is a little bit tedious. So a lot of times I'll just pick something that's going to give me an option that will pop up some sort of dialog box and then it disappears. But for whatever reason, it's a glitch inside of Microsoft and it doesn't want to go away after you have that selection. So you can go in and you can change your, not only the size of your borders, but you can also change the colors as well. Okay. Do we have any questions on that? I probably should have said something on the little quick tip sheet there. Okay, so then we're going to select the next thing that we have there, and we're going to make a little bit more space for our time frame and our check-ins. And so we're just going to use column widths again. So we're just going to make this a little bit bigger so we have more space in order to type in our information. Plus, you can see we've got plenty of space over here in order to fit that into our page that we're looking at, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to make these bold again since these are our row headers. And what we're going to do is add borders again to this information. The time frame and the check-in dates will have the borders. But then we're also going to go in and insert a row, so we've got additional check-in dates. And my borders are staying blue for some reason. We'll undo my blue borders so that they don't come up here. The color borders, they're tricky. I'll bring it back to black. Like I said, they can be tricky. All of a sudden, you can't get out of it. Okay, so what we're going to do here is for our check-in dates, we want to have a little bit more space to have more than just one check-in date. So for the year, maybe you want to have four. So we're going to go in and we're going to insert a row here. So we're going to highlight the column set or the row seven that's right there. Row seven is going to insert to the top of your row. So every time you insert, it's always to the top of the row. If you insert to a column, it's always going to insert it to the left. So it's kind of the same every single time, so you kind of know where you can insert it. So when we right click on top to get the shortcut menu on our row seven, we're going to go into insert, and it's just going to add that one extra row in there. Now, if we add formatting to it, a lot of times the formatting will be added to the next row that's inserted. So if I just add my borders in there and I go in and I insert another row, it's going to add that border that's in there. So if you ever have any formatting or color, cell color or anything like that, and you insert rows, a lot of times it will add that color. I know a lot of times if you're inside of a table that it's no longer considered a table, it's just your spreadsheet. If you've got the banded rows in there, which is every other color, a lot of times that can mess things up because they're not that every other color then. So you kind of have to be careful if you're working with that when you're inserting rows, because it will keep the formatting. Do we have questions on the inserting rows part? I just added two rows. You guys can add as few or as many as you would like. Okay, so now we're going to do another merge and center, and I'm going to show you another feature here. So under support, we're going to go all the way from A10 through D10 and go ahead and do another merge. And I want to go ahead and come up here to your goal. However you have that formatted, we're going to use the format painter to copy that format over to our new title, okay? So we're going to click on our goal, and we're going to use this little feature that's up here in the corner. That's called a format painter. And all it's going to copy is just our format. So the cell that you want copied is the one that you have selected. And we're going to select that, and you can see that the little marquee comes up around it. And then I'm going to go ahead and select my support call, my support title that I have, and it's going to add that format to it. So it changes the row height, it changes the cell color, it changes your font, your size, it changes the whole thing all at the same time, and that makes it a lot faster. Efficiency, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Magic.
So it really is. It's kind of a magic tool. So we're going to do the same thing to cost. And so we're going to go ahead and do that merge all the way across for cost. And then we can select the support instead and do a format painter and select cost. And it's going to automatically update that for us. If you don't have a color on any of your headings, let's go ahead and put a color. I think I might have skipped that part. So your why, the plan, time frame, and check-in, go ahead and put another color on there. It can be whatever color you would like, because we're going to use that format painter for kind of the same thing that we've got going here. So down on the bottom, we've got support. And I don't know if you guys have ever tried to change anything or make a resolution, but having somebody to back you up or do it with you is a whole lot easier to follow through with. So we've got both name and task, whether it's just event or a buddy that's going to do it with you or whatever it is. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to merge these together. So like I said before, we've got time frame and check-ins because we're wanting to use our entire space for the page, but we don't necessarily need all the cells in all of our areas. So we're just going to go ahead and do another merge and center. That's going to, or just a merge, you can do a merge across. that's going to allow us to put those cells together. It may seem kind of monotonous at the beginning, but when you're starting to type things in and ever after everything has been kind of finished up, the template you have is a whole lot easier, especially if it's something you're going to use over and over and over again. So the name is going to be a merged, task is going to be merged, item, you're going to merge those together, and then you're going to do price, that's going to be merged together. And again, the alignment and things like that, that's completely up to you guys. But I'm just going to go ahead and select time frame, and this is going to allow us to do another format painter. So we can add the format painter to name, task, item, and price, so that it will all work together. And so that didn't like that right there. I didn't like my words there. What's it doing? Oh, I see, it's putting in my borders. Just kidding.
So did you have to go back and merge things again?
I'm trying to see, because it wasn't doing this for me the other day. I'm trying to see why it's copying the borders, and it makes me, is it copying their borders and undoing the merge?
Yes.
And it's yours, okay. So I have a feeling it must be something to do with the border that's associated with it. I'm going to take the borders off. I just want to experiment with it. It's crazy stuff. Every once in a while you'll find something that works and then it doesn't do it the next day. So I'm going to go ahead. I just took the borders off of something and I'm just going to copy it over. And it's still taking that off because I think it's because it's a single cell maybe, which is fine if you need to go in and do a format. Because then once you have this one formatted, if you have the first one formatted so it's immersion center, then you can do a format on that instead. And then that will keep it. So sometimes you have to change it up a little bit for one of them, but not the others. And then that way you have something that's going to be similar. You can use that as your format painter. So I'll use my name as my format painter here because that's going to be just like my task or my item. And so I can use that now to copy over. And that merge will stay the same. So apparently, this is new to me too. Your format painter will also format paint whether it's merged or not merged. It will keep that in there. So keep that in mind too. All right, questions? That was a new one for me. Do we have any questions? Are we all following along? Do we need to back up at all? We're going to go ahead and add another row in here. So let's do another insert row. So on column or on row 12, we're going to do a right click and do an insert. And then we can do that merge option. Like I said, your merge or your inserts will a lot of times keep that same color that you've got going on in there. So I'll take that color out. But we're going to do another merge. So when you type in your name, you want to have all of the information in that one section right there. And so we're going to have two rows in there where everything is merged, both under name and under task. So that way when you're typing it in, it's all the same spaces. So we can do that here too. And the thing to remember is, I know it kind of seems monotonous, but you can't merge more than one row together if you want to keep the row separate, because they will merge all together that way. So I know it makes it sound like it would be faster, but it's really not. So we've got two rows in each, the support and the cost section that would go underneath each one of those headings. Do we have any questions on inserting rows, borders, format painter?
Yeah,
Do we have any chat, Jenna? We're good? Okay. Let's see where I'm at. So the last thing that we've really got here to finish this up is just adding your borders so that when you're filling this in, if for some reason you would need to print it, it is printable. The print preview will show you what you've got access to, and obviously we don't have the color printer, so it's just going to come out in gray and black and white, but all of the borders will show you what you have available to type in. If you do not put the borders on there, it's just going to look like blank space. If you want to do a wrap text on any of these down here as well, you can do that all together as well. So you could select all four of those cells. And actually, there's 16 of those cells. But A1 all the way through, A12 all the way through D13, you could go ahead and add wrap text to it. So if somebody was filling it in and it was going to be longer than it needed to be, it would automatically do it for them, even though the space hasn't really changed any. We have any questions? I think I went through that faster than I thought I was going to. Yeah.
So while we created it, is there a way to center it on the paper?
On the page. Absolutely. So when you go into page setup, which is going to be underneath your format, no, it's not. Yeah. Page setup is down here. My screen isn't wanting to move down very good. So this is where I usually go to page setup to make some of those printing changes. So when I come in here to page setup, it's going to allow you to do the margins. Yeah. So you have the ability to center both horizontally and vertically. So in this case, ours is a little bit off center from that page, and so it would move it so it would be centered on that horizontal portrait. If you do it vertically and you're in the portrait, it'll give you a really big margin on the top if you're not using all the bottom pieces. I can show you what I mean by that. So you can see what it looks like there is what it's gonna do. And I'm not saying that looks weird. If you like it like that, that's completely fine. Just realize there's gonna be a lot of space at the top. But yeah, you have the ability to go in and make some of those changes. Page setup, yeah. This is also where page setup is at. That's going to be where your margins and your orientation is located. Something else to remember, and I don't know if you guys would use this or not, but if you have a specific portion of your page that you want to print, so you've got a lot of information, but you've only got this little piece that you want to have printed, you can actually put a print area on it. So let's say I just want to print my goal through the plan. I can put a set print area on it. And when I go to print it, that's the only part that will actually show. It won't show anything more than that. So I know a lot of times you have reports and you have, you know, different kinds of things where there's a lot of data, but I just need this little piece. And you can just go in and highlight that, print that, and you're not changing anything in the document. If at any point in time you don't need that print area anymore, you clear the print area, and then it goes away. So that's also underneath that page setup section. When you go in, there's something else I can show you here too. I don't know if you guys ever have to do any kind of custom headers or anything like that, but the page setup will also have that capability. So if you need to put the page number or the file name, anything like that is all going to be located up here. So your Excel file name could be located at the top of your page. So you can have that header and it'll be on every single page then too. Any other questions that I can help with today? Did I run through anything too fast? Is there anything that I can run back and do over again for you? You've got plenty of time. Sure. I'm going to pull up my other little document here. So this is the one that I was doing it, or that I was working with yesterday. And so let's say we have this document here, and I wanted to do the format painter for another example down here on the bottom. So I'll just use example. We've established that it helps with merging too. So if you want things merged, I can go ahead and I can highlight my costs, and I can use my format painter. So you're highlighting the information that you want to copy, and I can select that example, and it's going to do that merge and center there too. Because that's new to me. I didn't realize it would copy merge and center too. So it copies your format, it copies the font, it copies the size, it copies the style, it copies the cell color, and it copies the cell range.
So you can only, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
You can only copy that one cell, right?
No, you can't actually.
You take like the cost and do that whole thing and have it formatted down below.
Let me undo this here. So let's say I had A and B. So if I wanted to have this whole range right here, I could do a format painter this way, and then it would copy that there too. So you can do more than one format. Yeah.
So you just click on that one cell, 24A, and grab the 25?
It grabs everything that's underneath it, because it's going to take all of the cells that are inside of the format painter, and it's going to apply it to everything that's in that one cell that you selected out to that four column area and then two rows down, because that's the area that you've selected.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, so if you've got consistent things like that, that will help make things faster. I don't know if you guys do things like that regularly, but.
I just click the color.
Yeah.
This will be a lot easier.
Well, and you know, sometimes, you know, it might only save you 5 minutes, but then, you know, however many times you have to do that, it adds up for after a while, for sure.
I think it saves the stress.
It does, and maybe a little frustration, and then you forgot what color it was, so now you got to change it again. Yeah, I get it. We go through that in spreadsheets a lot. And a lot of this stuff is itemized on that little sheet that you guys have. That was a handout. And that handout, if you lose it, is still available online too. So you guys can go down and download it as a PDF if you like. Any other questions? Do you have anything that you're currently working on that you're like, I'm trying to do this and it's not working? I get a lot of those questions sometimes. We do have a couple up here, yes. And if you want to show people where to find it, they can also download it as a PDF file too.
I can never figure out why people would merge cells, because, you know, why don't they just throw that, what they want to say in Word, and
yeah.
Sometimes I'm thinking, well, below that, it shouldn't be merged, but I mean, it's just all merged, and
Well, and I think
work within that, and it's hard.
Right. Well, and I think the structure and kind of visualizing it is the hard part, because if you're trying to fit it on one page, a lot of times you do have more columns in there that you need to use, but then, okay, now I need this big space. How do I do that? And by merging all that together and getting that big space, you can type in a paragraph or whatever. That makes it more usable, for sure.
Yeah.
I tell you, it just takes practice. Because seriously, the first in my spreadsheet applications class, the first week that we talk about everything, we talk about structure. Because it's a mindset. It's not something that's just everybody does it the same. Nobody does it the same. And that doesn't mean that it's wrong either, which is good. But it's just getting your mind into thinking, you know, okay, how is this going to be organized so I can use it most efficiently? So the next exercise or the next training that we do, we're going to talk about templates. And sometimes templates are the way to go because it has it set up for you and you can make some alterations set.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes that makes it a little easier.
Yeah, because sometimes I'll have to manipulate the way I merged cells.
Yeah, you just change it to what you want, move a couple things around, delete a couple things, and you're good to go. So there's those options too. I know everybody's super busy, so I'm not going to keep you if you guys are done. If you guys have any questions, you guys are welcome to stick around, and I will answer them. Otherwise, thank you so much for coming, and I'm around if you have any questions. And we will have another training for Excel next Wednesday. Okay? This one's being recorded. Okay. Yeah, we'll record them all. Anybody online have any questions before you go? Yes. Let me go ahead and let me turn this recording.